Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ed Terzansky is a senior fellow with the Foreign Policy Research Institute, former intelligence officer and Bush administration advisor, and he joins us this morning. Ed, were you surprised with this news of Nikki Haley saying she was going to resign? It caught me off guard. Did you know it was coming?
I don't think anyone knew it was coming,
okay.
John, and it was a real surprise, not so much because, as she said, 6 years as governor, 2 years in the UN, it has a way of just grinding you down, and it has a toll on your personal life. I get that, but the timing struck me as extremely odd. And we also have to add that this, by far, was the most amicable parting of ways of anyone who has left the administration. Mm. The president really went out of his way to be gracious to her, and she reciprocated. So the whole thing has everyone scratching their head, looking for what's the backstory that we're not clued in on yet.
Yeah, she was just taking him around at the opening week of the General Assembly, 2 weeks ago, and that seemed to go pretty well. His speech was much more measured than 12 months earlier, and one would think that someone like Nikki Haley would feel like, well, this was a real accomplishment. We've made some progress here on the international scene, and the president was relatively well received with his peers, if there are any, at the General Assembly. So that was what struck me. The tension that might have marked the beginning of the relationship seemed to have disappeared.
Well, yes, except
okay.
Nikki Haley has done an expert job at threading the political needle.
Mm-hmm.
Because on more than one occasion, she's found herself at odds with other people in the administration and statements that were made where she either had to defend herself or push back in the way that made the White House defend itself. All of that, I think, has a way of grinding on you.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been marginalized somewhat with the arrival of Mike Pompeo at State. So, again, I'm not surprised that 2 years would have been enough, thank you very much.
Right.
Especially in a challenging context like that. But given the fact pattern that you laid out, which I think is something everyone's focused on, and the timing of the announcement, naturally people are saying, could it be that Lindsey Graham is going to wind up moving from the Senate over to take Jeff Sessions' place at Justice, and the governor of South Carolina then can appoint her to fill Graham's seat?
Yeah.
That's not unreasonable. Right now she says, nope, I'm not a candidate in 2020, although she said, she didn't say she wasn't a candidate for anything.
Right, that's
she
true.
She just said for the presidency.
Yeah.
And she did say she's going to campaign for Trump. So she leaves being one of the most respected figures within the administration. I think only General Mattis is seen as positively as she is by a cross-section of the American public.
Well, it is interesting that she managed to navigate this so well and so many other people have not. And she, you know, coming as a former governor, a the principal themselves, the CEO, if you will, this could have been a real disaster where, you know, a lot of people who've been in the top chair don't like taking a second tier job and don't like taking direction from other people, and it just doesn't work out very well. So,
John, I remember Donald Trump as candidate tapping Chris Christie, then governor of New Jersey, on the shoulder and saying to him in a hot mic, "Your plane's over there," which is a way of telling him, you're hogging my limelight, and I don't appreciate that.
Right.
And you're right. Nikki Haley did a masterful job politically, and I would say this, not for 2020, but for 2024, if she hasn't done anything to tarnish her brand, there will be many people on the Republican side who will be eager to see her as a candidate for the presidency. She will have very strong support because she's got a very good record.
Isn't that interesting that this may be one of the things that pushes her forward? I mean, I had a lot of liberal Democrats who, not to be rude about it, but they look at gender and they look at race, and they're actually excited about her running. I mean, I think that will there'll be a falling out as soon as they
get
see
over
her.
It.
They sure will, yeah. But that's interesting.
Yeah, they will.
They liked the idea, at least on paper, that she
sure.
Run, yeah.
It sounds very attractive in the abstract until
policy
it actually
stuff.
Happens. It's sort of like the way liberals used to look at John McCain. They loved him until he became the nominee.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there were lots of problems. John, she's playing a long game here. So far, she's playing it very well.
Ed Terzansky, senior fellow with the Foreign Policy Research Institute and former intelligence officer. Always appreciate your insight when you join us on the show. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.